Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Undefeated start this year. How's looking team-wise heading into Sunday night's game here in Bendigo against the Wildcats?
Yeah, we have obviously a game in Brisbane leading up to it, so we're preparing for that one. And then we get our first look at Perth for the year, who obviously the reigning champs and have been the standard of our league for the last few years. And so anytime you go against them, you know it's going to be a great battle.
How hard are these turnarounds, Dean, in relation, as you say, going up to Brisbane and then coming to Bendigo?
Yeah, I think we had to look closely at our travel and how we do it, and we've made the decision to certainly go straight from Brisbane and treat it like a extension of a road trip and get straight to Bendigo the day before and prepare as we normally would for a road game. But players love it. You know, they would play every second or third day if possible. So to try and avoid practice at different times, but they love to play, and we've been one of the teams that has only really played the one game per week. So we want to get into where our schedule is going to get heavier throughout the year. It's good preparation right now to play a double game weekend.
Of course, obviously with the COVID situation, it's pretty much a round by round proposition. Obviously, Perth are flying to Melbourne because of their restrictions over there. How's that been over the last 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's been interesting. We got stuck in Cairns for a while during our pre-season, and that led into our first game. And no clarity really about what was going to happen, when we were going to see your family, what was going to happen with the fixture. And so there were so many, balls up in the air that we just didn't know, what was happening. And so we really try to have our practice environment just be fun, just go in and really enjoy the game and the things that we can control. And the league is going to do the best thing by the players and the league to continue to run, and they sometimes they're going to need a little bit extra time to make the best decision. So once you accepted that, we move forward pretty easily.
Melbourne United head coach Dean Vickerman joins us this afternoon on the program. Now, last weekend, of course, you took on the Phoenix here in Bendigo. Your thoughts on the crowd, considering it was a 50% capacity, and also the facilities here in Bendigo? I think they're pretty much world-class now. I would think so anyway, being a little bit biased.
Yeah, no, we had the opportunity to play the Kings, when the venue initially opened, and we loved the facility at that time, and walked back in there the other day, and it just felt like going on a road game in our league to another NBL venue, and high quality facilities, great locker rooms, the court has a really good atmosphere about it as well, and as you said, for a 50% capacity, I thought the noise that the crowd generated was outstanding, and I think we jump up a level against Perth to a larger audience as well, and hopefully that they can get behind us again.
And of course, Dean, some of your players have been named in the Boomer squad yesterday, and for those who are new to the game of basketball and NBL, give us a bit of a snapshot about these particular players who have been named.
Sure, yeah. Now, obviously, anyone who from your domestic club gets national representation, and yes, it's only a squad, but even that is a major achievement. So to have Chris Golding, who's been with the Boomers for a number of years right now, for him to continue and have the opportunity to represent his country at another Olympics, hopefully. Jock Landale really came on the scene at the recent World Championships, where he played a major role for that team and a major role for United at the moment. And, Mitch McCarron was really close to making the team last year for the World Cup as well, and so his inclusion in that squad as a guard, as a combination guard, we can see him the possibility with those NBA guys that are in that squad and being selected for the Olympics. So proud of every one of them. We've got a couple other guys, Jack White and Dave Barlow and Joel Cool, that I'm sure certainly was spoken about in the conversation for that 24 as well.
And, of course, heading into the game on Sunday night against Perth, as you said earlier, being the dominant side, they're the defending champions. What can we expect come Sunday evening?
Yeah, it's Bryce Cotton's still there, and he's been the best player in our league for a number of years right now, and So a lot of our scouting goes on to, you know, how to slow him down, how to contain him as best as possible, and then to put a number of other shooters around him, and picked up Todd Blanchfield this year, and their import Mooney has been a double-double every game. So, you know, they're loaded with talent as well, and we always seem to have really close games against Perth. So I think execution down the end of the game is going to be a massive one for us.
It is all happening on Sunday night. The NBL back in Bendigo. Melbourne United head coach Dean Vickerman, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. All the best on Sunday against Perth.
All right, appreciate it.
It is Gold Central Victoria.